Welcome everyone to another edition of The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, heard exclusively here on 90.9 WJAB, our website wjab.org. That's where you get to hear The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, where we put the spotlight on the artists in North Alabama, the 256 region and area. And I'm always happy to spotlight some of these individuals because not only are these great artists and expressionists and individuals, they're also good friends. They do a lot of stuff in the community and just all around great people. So that's the point of the show, The Music, The Message, The Mixtape on WJAB.org. And I'm happy to have sitting across from me right now a great vocalist. She's very diverse in a lot of areas. We're going to talk about that. But vocalist, singer, songwriter, B. Alexandria. How you doing?
Hello. How are you? I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to hang out with us here on the show. Singer, songwriter, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot has producer, you name it.
Yes.
But tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am originally from Detroit, Michigan. I've been living in Huntsville, Alabama for, I want to say, 10, 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And my music career took off as soon as I got here to Huntsville.
Okay.
It's always been in my family. I have a lot of musicians, artists, dancers, singers, songwriters within my family. And the entertainment has been passed down to me. Mm-hmm. So once I moved here to Huntsville, Alabama, everything just took off from there.
Awesome.
So once again, I'm a singer-songwriter, excuse me. I recorded my first album, Matters of the Heart, in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It was produced by me. Everything was written by me. And it was inspired by my mother, who was a singer-songwriter mm-hmm. as well. So a lot of the things that you hear, I get it from her. Mm. My father, he's a drummer also. He's
okay.
a musician. So it's definitely in my blood to
awesome.
Create and do these wonderful things.
Now, one of the things I knew of B. Alexandria, the solo artist. I've seen you doing solo gigs. I had no idea. That you're part of a band, right? Am I?
Yes,
and I said,
am.
That was, I had no idea till honestly, like a few weeks ago. I said, she looks familiar.
Yeah.
In that picture. And so yeah. You're part of a, so you are, not only are you a solo artist, but you sing within the area with the group as well, right?
Yes, I'm with the group called Backbeat.
Okay.
We are known as the Backbeat Band. And we just started last year.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a Motown show earlier this year at UAH campus. And we're just, you know, working on some things. We're still trying to get some things together so we can take off
mm-hmm.
and take over, of
right.
course. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I
toot
am.
Toot it. That's what the show's about. Toot your horn on this show.
But yeah, Brandon Prigg, he is the music director over the whole group.
Okay.
So he brought all of us together. He's the drummer of the group also.
Okay.
And found different artists, and we formed together the group Backbeat. So you'll be hearing a lot from us very soon.
Look forward
a lot
to
more.
That. Look forward mm-hmm. to that, definitely. Now let's mm-hmm. talk about your release, Matters of the Heart.
Okay.
You know, it's always interesting. I like to ask the artists, at what point did you sit here and say, I want to go ahead and record this solo album? And, you know, I think it's an inspirational or it's a leap of faith
mm-hmm.
when you say you want to put out your album.
Yes.
Songs that you wrote, you produced.
Yes.
Tell us about, I guess, when you sat there and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Okay. Well, I do get inspired by many artists here in Huntsville, Alabama. And quite a few of them, I know them personally, and they've already done albums. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, maybe I should do one next. So they pretty much inspired me to just go ahead and do it. And then I've had a lot of songs backed up,
okay.
you know, stuff from the past, stuff that my mother wrote
mm-hmm.
that I just really wanted to get out
right.
and just do it. And it's something that I've never done before. And so, yeah, I leap of faith.
Leap
and
of
I
faith.
Had to do it. Yes.
Well, we're glad that you did. We enjoy Matters
you.
Of the Heart here. Now, who
Thank
are some
you.
Of the individuals when you put this project together?
Mm-hmm.
Who did you work with and you brought in to okay. help make this CD come together?
I worked with George West
okay.
Senior, And we recorded the whole album at the Musicians Workshop, and that's off of Blue Springs. So he was the first go-to person. And then I brought in Mike Athey, who is, he's known as Mike Sticks. And he's a local drummer, played with different bands here and there. And then I brought in the keyboard player. His name is Greg King, which is a good friend of George West. Greg King just so happened to know Norris Jones. And he played bass and guitar throughout my album. And everybody knows Norris Jones. He's played for a lot of famous artists, from D'Angelo to Jill Scott, Aaliyah. And so, yeah, that's how we put that all together. So it came together quick and simple.
Yeah, so you had a lot of these artists that are within the area also, but came together and gave you a really a tight sound and all that. So it was a really cool thing that you were able to pull in the local artists as well.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I always like to ask, because you just talked about how in your family, music and I guess the arts are a huge part in your family. What role for your career as a singer and performer does family and I guess friends play? Because I'm sure a lot of your friends are also in maybe in the field or artists as well. So how does that influence you as an artist, which maybe your family and your friends?
That's a good question. I don't know. I kind of just sit back and watch and observe, and I watch them do their thing, and it get and I just get excited when I watch them or friends or family do their thing, and it inspires me to just keep going, to keep going afloat, to never give up. And
okay, let me ask this though. Okay. I know your mom's a vocalist. She sings, right?
Yes.
How
she
was how was that seeing your mom as a singer, and then as the daughter, are you like in awe when you see mom on stage?
Or is it like, of course. I've always been like that. Even when I was a little girl, and I would attend rehearsal with her and my father, and I would just be in awe. And she was a vocal teacher for me and my sister.
Okay.
So she stayed on us tough about, you know, keeping the vocals straight and harmonizing. So I learned a lot from her. And I'm still learning some things also, as far as vocals and singing. But yeah, most of it I picked up from her.
Awesome. Well, she did a great job.
Thank you.
The genes passed on real, real well. Well, we're going to do it right now on the Music, the Message, the Mixtape, heard exclusively on WJB.org. We're going to check out a selection from Matters of the Heart. Thunder and Rain, you hear it on Afternoon Expressions and on different shows here on WJAB. And when we come back, our special guest, B. Alexandria, is going to tell you all about this song.
You and I. Vibration, even when you're many miles away. Sometimes I can't even sleep cause it's haunting me. Deep in my soul, I can't help the emotions when they overflow. The tears won't stop falling cause I miss you so. And hurry up, get back to me, I need you now. It's like thunder in the rain. I feel your touch inside my brain. It's like thunder in the rain. I'm about to go
Welcome back to The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, heard exclusively on 90.9 WJAB's website, wjab.org. That's where you can follow this show. That's wjab.org. Just go to the website and they'll have an area on there for The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, and you can listen exclusively to this show. B. Alexandria is our guest here on this edition of the podcast, and we just heard the track Thunder and Rain.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Thunder and the Rain, yes. Let's see. It was late one night, and it was thundering and raining. So I said, okay, let me see if I can come up with some lyrics for this right quick. Mm-hmm. And it's a love song, of course. And so I just got to writing. It was late, actually, mm-hmm. late night. And I'm like, okay. And then I got to the part where your favorite part, spoken word.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let me see what I can put together right quick to make this really, really pop. And let's see if I can remember it right now. Can I say it? Can I go
give us
ahead?
Some. Give us some. Give us some.
Okay, so I came up with, let's see. I push to the limit. I swear it's no gimmick. I'll do what you want me to do. I cherish our days and cherish our moments. I'll do what you want me to do. I'm here for you. I'll never lie to you. Do what you want me to do. I love you forever and ever and ever. I'll do what you want me to do. And that was the first lyric, the first group of words that I started off with. And then I just pretty much based everything else around that.
Right.
And that's how I came up with Thunder and the
Well,
Rain.
It's a great song. And that's, I mean, if it wasn't a great song, I wouldn't be playing.
Thank you.
And thank very you. Creative. And I really like it. And I think it, plays to the many styles that you have, because how would you describe mm-hmm. yourself? Because, you know, are you more jazzy influenced? Cause now we know, and then at the same time we know you
right.
can do reggae, you
yeah,
can do neo soul, pop. I mean, is there any way that you would describe the B. Alexandria sound?
I am more jazz R&B.
Okay.
I grew up around a lot of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of jazz was everything was played in my house, but jazz was very heavy around me.
Okay.
And R&B. And I like my hip hop too. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I would say more jazz, R&B, splash of hip hop.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, speaking of which, who are some of the artists that have influenced you, slash who do you listen to now? I guess we'll ask, we'll ask that question first. Who do you listen to now? Who's in your playlist?
I listen to Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, Sade or Sade, whichever mm-hmm. you prefer. Let's see, Yellow Jackets.
All right.
That's a jazz group.
Right.
Who else? Going to the younger generation. Jhené Aikoi.
Yes.
Bryson Tiller.
Okay.
And that's just to name a few.
Now, who are some of the artists that influenced you growing up? You're like, okay, I want to be the next this, or you know,
yeah.
Or who, like, was it a certain artist that help pattern maybe your style, right?
Let me pick one. From when I was younger. And I'm trying to think of all the old school artists that I really used to listen to when I was younger. Oh, my goodness. I don't want to say Jill Scott. I want to say somebody different. You remember it was a group called Soda Soul?
Was the Candy...
Back to Candy Life.
Oh, Soul to Soul. Okay,
yeah, yes. Soul to Soul.
Yes, yeah. With Jazzy B.
I like that music.
Yes.
I like the
UK,
the
yes.
way they were dressed, what they sung about, the Afrocentric of it all. That, you know, I just
yes, I do remember.
I would say that's my go-to group, and the lead singer, she was just amazing to me.
Yes,
and
good choice.
I loved it. Yeah,
good choice.
I love them.
All right.
That's just from my generation.
Right.
From when I was a kid.
I still play Soul to Soul now. they were everything. You've been recording. You've done gigs. You were talking about whether it's you solo or you with the group. As the career goes on, what are some lessons learned? Like any advice? Like if I'm coming to you as a singer, as an artist, what's one thing you would tell me flat out now? Like do this or don't do that.
Okay, if you have a plan A, always have a plan B and a plan C.
Okay.
Always do contracts. I tell everybody, always make sure that there are contracts involved. On a lighter note, just be yourself. When I first started, I kind of had trouble with, or I'm not going to say trouble, but I was shy to be myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say be yourself, be free, and never give up. Keep doing it. Keep following your goals. Don't let anybody tell you any different as an artist, you know, and just do you to the fullest, to the best of your ability.
Now, where can our listeners on the podcast find out more information about you and where can they get the music?
Okay. You can visit my website at www.balexandria.org.
Okay.
I have a couple of songs from my album that you can download for free there.
Okay.
Also, if you want to buy the whole album, you can visit cdbaby.com/balexandria/CD.
Okay.
Yes.
And what about social media? Because we always want to make sure folks can follow you online.
I am on Facebook under B Alexandria. That's my fan page. You can find me on Instagram under B Alexandria 123. You can find me on SoundCloud. Everything is B Alexandria. Just type it in. YouTube is B Alexandria. You will find me at pretty much everywhere. B Alexandria.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, as we're wrapping things up, we want to get in another song from the CD Matters of the Heart.
Okay.
In fact, we're going to check out some music from the title track, Matters of the Heart. Tell us a little bit about that.
Matters of the Heart, I was really going through some relationship issues, and I just wanted to write about the heart and love and everything that you feel when you're in love, whether it's heartache, whether it's pain. And the song that you're about to play, which is the reggae, the Matters of the Heart, is that correct?
Correct.
You said you're getting ready to play that
yes,
one?
Yes.
That one is pretty much about heartache, but that's pretty much where I came up. I'm getting lost here. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. And the cool thing about it is we enjoy it, and we want to thank you so much though
thank
for taking
you.
Time out of your schedule to talk to us here on the show. And of course, don't forget, if you like Alexandria, we know you do, go check her out on all her social media outlets, Instagram, Facebook. Go to her website. That's balexandria.org.
Yes, balexandria.org. Yes.
Check out the website, and we always encourage you to support our artists that we have on the show, and also give feedback. Give that positive feedback that the artists need. I mean, we love positive feedback.
Yes,
don't we?
We need to support each other. We need to continue to support all local artists, from singers to whatever. Whatever it is that you do, that is your art. And we all need to support each other.
All right. Well, we're going to check out the title track. And once again, thank you for coming up on the music, the message, the mixtape. Let's check out Matters of the Heart.
Yeah.
And that's another edition of the Music, the Message, the Mixtape, heard on WJAB.org. Actually, our guest, B. Alexandria, setting off season two of this podcast. We put the spotlight on the artists in the mighty 256 North Alabama area. Want to thank for technical web assistance, Miss Latoya Clemens, for the great assistance and help as always, and also keeping me in line. And our theme song is by my good brother from another, my man, DJ Scissorhands, holding it down for us here on the Music, the Message, the Mixtape. Heard exclusively on WJAB.org. Don't forget to check out B. Alexandria on all of her social media outlets, and also that's BAlexandria.org, where you can follow everything that you need on that one. Thanks for tuning in to the Music, the Message, the Mixtape here on WJAB.org.